Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today we're in the middle of Siman Kuf Lamed Beis, Sif Beis in the Ramah. We're going to talk about Kaddish Yosom. So says the Ramah, V'omrim Kaddish Yosom Achar Aleinu. We recite Kaddish Yosom after Aleinu. Why do we do that? So says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Yud, Shehari Le'olam Tzvichin Lomar Kaddish Achar Sha'amru Psukim. A Kaddish should always be recited after saying Psukim. And during Aleinu, there's Psukim as well, so we need a Kaddish after that. The practice is to give this Kaddish to one who's been orphaned, whose parents have passed away. Ketanim o afilu gedolim she'inam yecholim liho shluchei tzibor v'lo markadish ubarchu achar aviv v'imo. There are minors or even sometimes adults who are unable to function as shluchei tzibor and to say kaddish and baruchu for their parents. Shem hayu yecholim lispalo lefnei ho'amod, if they were able to daven on behalf of the tzibor, zehu tov yoser me'amir's kaddish. So that would be even better than just saying the kaddish yosom. We know from the story of Rabbi Akiva how monumental, how the enormous impact that is had for the mace when the child says Kaddish and Baruch Hu on the deceased's behalf. Even more so during the first year. From the time that he passed. L'kach teknu v'hinichu kaddish zeh. Therefore, they established and left this kaddish, she'im tzarech shum davar yoser, where you don't need anything else, li'yisomim. They gave it tafka to the yisomim, hin ketanim, hin gedolim, whether they are children or whether they are adults. V'sof ha'simen ha'atakti b'vir halacha kol dinei kaddish b'kitzer, v'shei maimer kaddishin yikarei. So in the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah has a lengthy treatise on Kaddish that he called the Maimer Kedishin. So why is it that we say Psukim that we say Kaddish after saying Psukim? The Shiboli Halakat in Tefillah Simin Ches, quote in footnote 21, says that the name of Hashem can be found in all words and letters of Torah, and therefore we do a Kaddish. We are Mekaddish Shem Hashem right after having engaged with Shem Hashem in those Psukim. What if there is no Yasom in Shul? For Aleinu. I'm sorry, what if the Yasom was not in Shul for Aleinu, and then he's in Shul for the Kaddish? Footnote 22, a quote from the Chalkus Yaakov, or Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Simon Chaf, that nonetheless he can say the Kaddish. He doesn't have to be around for Aleinu. And we keep saying over here that even children can say Kaddish. How do they say Kaddish? So the Maharil and the Makor Chaim, quoted in footnote 23, they both say that we have others who say the words together with the child in order to guide him as he's saying the Kaddish. The Ramah adds over here, "Va'afilu ein yasom b'veis hakneses yomar oso misha in lo avvaim." Even if there isn't a yasom, I assume what he refers to here is a child. So, nonetheless, someone who lost both of his parents should say the Kaddish. "Va'afilu misha yash lo av yachol lo omro." Even somebody whose parents are still alive, Baruch Hashem, so he can also say the Kaddish as long as his parents would concur with him saying the Kaddish while they are still alive. Tomorrow we will continue in Kuf Lamed Beis in the Ramah, talk about a little bit about Pito Makatoris and Inkalokenu. Have a wonderful day.